Florida Deputy Secretary for Medicaid Justin Senior told lawmakers last week a deal with the federal government over funding for the low-income pool hadn't been finalized. Many hoped that meant more could be forthcoming. But in a letter sent to state officials Thursday, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services said it'll stick to its guns, in effect capping total matching funds at $608 million.
They still said there'll be a small amount of money coming next year, but then that's going to be the final year and it's only going to be a fraction of what it was.
That's Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean. He and his Senate colleagues tried to pass a private sector alternative to Medicaid expansion to make up for a similar budget gap last year when federal officials were set to pull all funding for LIP. That, of course, led to a budget meltdown when the House rejected the plan. Bean says he's confident the legislature can make up the difference between the proposed funding and this year's $1 billion pot for LIP.
There's a lot of negotiation out there left to go, but I envision it's still within reasonableness that the state government will work to make that LIP a stream whole.
Bean didn't detail how the state could come up with the extra money, but lawmakers are expecting a more than $650 million surplus next year. Much of that money is already spoken for, however. The entire LIP program will end next year. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.